Hello, Santa Barbara, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Should you want to call in, you are welcome to. If you're local, call 805-564-1290 or toll-free 866-564-1290. But we love email, and that's Bruce at brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like Spider-Man. We also love tweets, so you could Twitter me, at Bruce Salen. Also, I hope you will follow me, on my Facebook page, A Dad's Point of View, where we have surpassed 2,500 moms and dads from around the world. Whoa, something is caught in my throat. So in that regard, I think I am going to do something uncharacteristic, because we have a serious show today, but I don't like to be serious too much of the time, and I think I'm going to start off with something humorous, and the test of how funny it is or isn't will be whether I get my producer, Richard, to bust out loud in laughter, which is not easy to do because he's on his phone getting a text from his wife right now and he doesn't look very happy. But I am not a humorist except in writing. I am not a performer. So I am asking your indulgence and forgiveness before I do this. Back in the day when everybody was discovering new music from all the free downloads that were available, I was all over the place and having a great time catching up on music I missed from the 80s and the 90s. And along the way, I discovered this amazing comedy group called Da Vinci's Notebook, which I think they are based out of the Boston area, but I'm not sure. Anyway, in honor of Da Vinci's Notebook, and I am totally copying and trying to impersonate their beautiful rendition of what they call Bob Dylan falling down a well. I'm falling down a well. Thank you. Thank you very much. I think I got Richard, although I think he's just being polite. Now, if you actually call in and beg me, I have a second number I can perform for you, but it will require substantial begging. Or you can email me if you're shy, and maybe I will do my special rendition of a mouse tap dancing. But that will require a special call or an invite from you. Today's show is based, as all of our shows are, on my column in the Santa Barbara News Press, A Dad's Point of View. It appears every Tuesday on page 2 of the main section. And this week's column is inspired by a relationship I developed with a school in Agana Swedru, Ghana, in Africa. And the power of the internet just continues to blow my mind that we can connect with people all over the world. And for some reason, my column and my Facebook page has appealed to a lot of people in Africa. And I met these kids in a chat room on Facebook. I'm a little suspicious sometimes, so I wasn't sure, was this some scam? Because I actually was scammed once, as I describe in the column, by an African group through a Craigslist scam that was going around. And so I was a little suspicious, was there a scam involved here? And so I kind of threw out a little test by asking them what they needed, and the response was a very immediate, we need books. And as I got to know them, and I got to know the pastor that runs their little school in Agana Swedru, Ghana, a guy by the name of Frank Benin, I realized that this was no scam, this was something beautiful. So I involved my family, and we are moving soon, and we put together a lot of books that we thought would be appropriate, but I had also asked them what sort of books they want and what was the age range, and the age range was 7 to 10 years old, and they were really looking for female biographies, primarily, but they were happy to have anything. So I put together two boxes, and I invited my son Aaron to come with me to the library where they have a used book store that is open just on Saturdays, and we went through books that we thought would be good for the kids because my boys had gotten older and no longer had those wonderful little Disney picture books or Dr. Seuss or all the classic books that kids at that age would love. And we bought a pile of books, and we sent two boxes to these kids. They could be found on Facebook, by the way. Their name is Africa Zebras. It might be African Zebras, but it's one or the other. In fact, you know, let's just check here. I want to know what it is. Africa Zebras. That's what it is. Africa Zebras. And the books I thought would be not a big deal to send until I did some homework and found out that sending a box of books cost in many ways, if you did it any normal way other than what we finally discovered, it cost more, much more than the value of the books. And so I found myself stymied until I did find that the postal office does have a flat rate international box that you could fill up for about $56. Not cheap, but at least it was within our means. So we sent the first two boxes. And then I asked my son to put together a box of his own. In the meantime, we were waiting to hear, did the boxes arrive? What would be the response? And my son came into my office one day, and he had put together a box that was overflowing. It was not only with books, but he had comic books, Archie's that he no longer liked to read. He had Lego magazines. He had pens. He had a couple little stuffed animals. And it was just neat that he was willing to let go of the stuff that kids hang on to so readily. But not only that, the moment that will stay with me forever was as we sorted through the books and finally decided what we thought they would need the most, he looks up at me and he says something to the effect, "You know, Dad, what you're doing is really good. And you can't pay me enough for my son to have done that." It was all made the whole thing quite worthwhile. And that is actually the thrust and the point of today's topic, that doing good to others and helping out people in the world will almost always help you and make you feel better. You get so many benefits that you usually don't expect. I think even more so than writing a check or giving away money, but when you actually participate. So I will be starting a charity fund drive to get money for the Africa Zebras to have their own laptop or two. I need to do this officially and legally and properly, as I've been advised by my cheerleader and the station manager, Les Carroll, and he is completely correct, as sadly is all too often the case. But I will be doing it, and please, please pay notice. In the meantime, however, if you want to send books yourself, or toys or stuffed animals or Legos, let me give you the address. And it's also available on my website and my blog, and it's all over the place. The website, of course, brucesallon.com. And the column today is called A Story of Giving. And it has a subtitle that is, "You Always Get More When You Give." The address is Frank Bennin, that's B-E-N-N-I-N, at Post Office Box 719, Agana Swedru, that's A-G-O-N-A, Swedru, S-W-E-D-R-U, Ghana. And I would again suggest getting the flat rate postal boxes from the U.S. Post Service. And if you do that, I hope you'll say that it's from a dad's point of view. And it's a good way to do some house cleaning. And more than that, I would encourage you very heartily to get your kids to participate. And our kids have so much, and these kids have so little. The photos that you can find, and I think are being displayed right now if you're watching the video feed, are also in my column. And there's a Picasa album that has all the pictures. They recently got the third box, which was my son's box. And they included a picture of the internet cafe that they had to go to whenever they want to get on the computer. We just have our own computers. We have TVs in every room. We have broadband. They don't have any of that stuff, which is why I want to start this fund drive to raise money for a laptop or two. So, again, if you would like to call in, it is area code 805-564-1290 or toll free 866-564-1290. We have the men's room coming up next. You can also tweet at Bruce Sallon. I will probably talk a little bit more about this story because I have a few more points I would like to make. I will tell you the music from last week later in the show since we are running out of time and Richard Dugan is putting up that frantic finger of his. So it is time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Sallon Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. Bruce Sallon, a dad's